The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Oh, wait, is it...
Oh, no, track gender is over. They ended in the desert. Not going back.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, Dry January...
Let's just put it this way. When the way that the world is, let's just live it up, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And with that, almost making me pick up a fucking drink right now if I didn't have my cord in the right position to not fuck up. We'll go ahead and get started. So, hey, hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast. Where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. Are any of them the 29th entrant in the Royal Rumble? Nope. That's us, baby. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. And with me is the Ayatollah of rock and roll, Alex Cordova.
Oh, my God. I do not want to be... That's your boy. That's your he's fucking boy.
He's my boy. That's right. You're my boy, too. You're the Ayatollah of rock and roll. There you go. <Jesus Christ. laughs> Well, we got ourselves a big fucking episode today. It's pretty Nintendo-heavy based on a recent announcement. We were going to do it last week, but honestly, we got too fucking busy and way more shit came out about this thing. So, you know what? It's a switch-a-palooza, baby. But before that, we do have some quick bits. You want to touch on these little bad boys here?
I think I did last week, but I'll do it again. You sure?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, because I don't want to do the Switch news. Dude. That's all you,
Bubba. Hey, dude, you're gonna do the middle Switch news right there, dude. So don't worry. We got three different bits now. Transformers Reactivate from Splash Damage has been canceled. That's one. Former PlayStation CEO, fucking Japanese name
Shuhei Yoshida.
Okay, wow, I really fucked that one up. Sounded off on a variety of PlayStation topics, including Live Service Push, the Vita, and of course, Bloodborne. Oh, you're going to have to update us on that one. Mm-hmm. Doom the Dark Ages has a release date courtesy of a French game store posting a promo way too early. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is May 15th, 2025. So we ain't going to be waiting that long. Lucasfilm is actually planning on bringing, how do you say his name, Cal Kestis?
Jedi Fallen Order, Jedi Survivor, main character Cal Kestis, yes.
Cal Kestis to the live-action Star Wars universe, so let's see how that goes. And speaking of live-action awesomeness, Sonic 4's official release date has been revealed, and it'll be hitting theaters on March 19th, 2027. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's some quick bits.
I love how they're just fucking fast-tracking these movies. Just 2 years between each of them. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. We need more of that shit, honestly, dude. Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Fucking James Cameron. Avatar fucking 15 years. Come on.
Please, you know how many Sonic movies we get in that bitch? So many. Ugh, anyways, what are your takes on these very quick bits?
So, I mean, I think we talked about this Reactivate, like, in the very, very early inceptions of this podcast, when we talked about, you know, War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, all those badass games. And I think this Reactivate had gameplay leaked, and I believe it was even going to be like an online type of thing. Mm-hmm. But it looked like a callback to those types of games, right?
Spiritual successor almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then it just got pretty much canceled. Splash Damage, I believe they help with I think it was Master Halo and was it Gears? I think they helped with the Gears of War multiplayer and shit. So they have experience with multiplayer. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I didn't research it enough to see if it was going to be like a free to play or if it was going to be like paid, but I mean, you know, people have been asking for fucking remasters of that War for Cybertron just because of the multiplayer, man. You're like, remember it had like a horde mode.
It's like called 3-on-3 or something, and then
they had like 4-on-4 multiplayer against other players, but then they also had a 3-player co-op mode that was basically a horde mode called Escalation.
Damn, I miss horde modes in games so much. They don't do them no more, dude. Those were the best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay, yay. No, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If you guys, I mean, if you want to be a little bit sad or if you're a big Transformers fan, go check out the gameplay. It's on YouTube. Okay. I mean, it looked like a fucking fully complete game. So it's a little, you know, after investing all that money.
Well, from what knows? I can tell, the Transformers IP right now just ain't making shit. It's not doing well. The movies have been flopping lately. So I imagine they're just like, either we spent all this money promoting it and like, putting it in shelves and doing a campaign, or we just fucking cut our losses. And they clearly chose the latter for this one. So, sorry.
Yeah. So in other news in regards to also canceling things, that PlayStation CEO, I believe he was on a podcast interview with a big name. I can't remember if it was Collider or some, you know, big publication. And Homeboy just went off pretty much on a variety of topics. And he literally said that he was against the live service push that the now current CEO is pushing, or the previous one, I believe. Like, I can't remember. I've been losing track of PlayStation shit. But he was against it, and he feels like that's why he was kind of, like, not renewed.
Yeah.
Pushed out. Mm-hmm. And I believe, I don't know if we put it, yeah, I don't think we did it, but it kind of ties into that. A lot of the PlayStation Live Service games have been canceled, and it was revealed that we were getting a God of War live service game.
Yeah.
Which is thankfully canceled.
It's gone.
Thank God. Yeah, that's literally the definition of whoring out your single player games.
Not only that, franchise. Like a prestigious fucking brand too. Like, dude,
yeah.
Look, read the fucking room. I wanna I feel like Shuhei, I can picture the boardroom, him, and he's like, no, you know, we can't be doing this. You have an idea how much I sacrificed? Fucking bounced.
Yeah, and then when the Vita news, he just talked about how, like, it was ahead of its time, and the thing that fucked up the Vita was the proprietary memory cards, man. Like, all they had to do was release SD cards. Give it a normal SD card, you know, functionality, and that thing would still be around today, I think. That's... You know, it's not, that was a big misstep that he admitted. And then he also said silly things, you know, like the back pad, it wasn't needed. It added, like, only one game I know of, like, really.
Was it the Uncharted game?
No. It was actually the Tearaway game, the Media Molecule one.
Yeah, okay. I remember that one
was kind of cool because it looked like you were pushing your thumbs through the back of the Vita to, like, do jumps and stuff. It you know, it had a good gameplay mechanics, but that was it. Mm-hmm. That was the only game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, which could have easily just... They could have just done that with a fucking button. So, you know, he admitted that stuff. And then he said... He talked about, of course, what everyone's been talking and asking about for fucking... Almost going on 10 years now. Is a Bloodborne remaster or remake? He's saying that he knows that, you know, the From Software boys and the Bloodborne director... Was it Hideki? I think it was Hideki, right? Hideki...
Kamiya?
Yeah, Kamiya, wasn't it? I think he did do Bloodborne. Can you look that up for me real quick there?
Yeah, hold on.
But,
find out.
But yeah, the Bloodborne, you know, the director and the From Software team want to remake it, and they want to, you know, get it in the hands of PC players and not leave it stuck on the PlayStation 4. But it's just a matter of time, you know, like From Software is fucking just, they're pumping out games every fucking couple of years, man. Elden Ring, Armored Core, the new Elden Ring, Night Rain. So, yeah.
They I feel like, they choose to challenge themselves. So, once they put an IP behind them, I mean, Dark Souls was, like, the genesis, so obviously they gave it a lot of love. But Dark Souls 3 came out a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, so it came out a year after Bloodborne, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good fucking game. God, I love it.
So he's saying that he understands, like, if it's just a matter of resources, basically. That's why we haven't got a Bloodborne remake or remaster. So
yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool interview. I didn't read the interview. I just kind of read the bullet points, and he went all over the place. Fucking good little.
Yeah, he went all over background on him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking did, dude. Yeah. Ooh, I'm glad we're going to do some demon slaying soon, though. That's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's... Is it this Thursday? I think it is this Thursday. They're supposed to be showing new gameplay of Doom the Dark Ages.
Oh, yeah, because there's a developer direct.
Yeah. So,
which we'll talk about on another fucking episode. We'll talk about time, baby. This is the one day we can do it.
we'll talk about it next episode. But yeah, I'm hyped for Doom: The Dark Ages. Shit looks metal as fuck.
Yeah,
and then Lucasfilm with. Me and James have been saying this since fucking Jedi Fallen Order first came out, is that the story of this guy is just so good that it, if they do a fucking adaptation of the game, I'd still watch it. Like, it's it's a really good story. It's cool. You know, more Star Wars is never bad. I've actually been meaning to watch that Skeleton Crew because I've been hearing some good things on it, but it's just I don't really have Disney Plus anymore, so I got to sail the seven seas for that bad boy.
So. I feel you on that one. That's a Fire Stick special right there. So
Yep. And then Sonic 4, pump those babies out, dude. We're here. I'm here for it.
I'm here. Hey, you know what? I think that's a reasonable amount of time. They learned December might be too front loaded. I think they want to make sure this next one is really successful. So doing it in March, and it's like 2 years and 3 months. That's the only fucking change we're having here. I'm with it. Give us a little extra time in the oven. I don't want to spoil that credits again, but I'm really excited. I'm really excited for how they're going to do this. But yeah, no. We just hook it to our veins, man. We'll have Fallout Season 2 by then. We'll have another Mario movie. It works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to go through a lot of news right now. So this one's fun, though. Please go on with this interesting story.
This is your day. Yeah, people are being fucking losing their money, and this is fun to you, Flynn? I'm just kidding. So, Assassin's Creed Shadow has been delayed yet again. Good old Ubisoft is at it again, delaying the next main entry in the Assassin's Creed franchise to March 20th, 2025. So, just a little history here, boys. It was originally set to release November 2024. Then it was moved to February 2025, and now this is the third time it's been delayed.
Damn. So,
this time Ubisoft is citing, quote, a renewed focus on gameplay quality as the main reason. There was also another reason that I saw people saying it's because Ubisoft's looking to sell some shit off. So
yeah, that makes sense.
They want to make sure that this one is really good, so they look really good. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the business reasoning for it, to be honest with you. But also, they need this one to hit. Like, they need no fucking glitches. They need good-ass reviews. Like, they need this to hit. So yeah. I think they're just trying to calculate, okay, we can get the most sales if we do this, da 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 da. We really need to make sure it looks fucking good. I think this is like a gamble for them. They've had too many failures recently. Like, honestly, too many failures. Yep. So we'll see, and we might be getting double AC this year, so we'll fucking see. I don't know. It looks good though. I heard from developers or from some of the leaks of the previewers that it's really not bad. It's a step up, a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I've been dabbling. I haven't really got balls deep in it, but I've been dabbling in the Mirage. Fucking Nate platinum that shit when he was playing it. So he liked it because he said it's a lot different than Valhalla and, you know, the last three, which is Origins, Odyssey, and Valhalla, the whole fucking 60, 70-hour games and shit. It's more focused, it's more story-based and stealth-based, so maybe they're learning their lesson and kind of fine-tuning Shadows to that, not going to make it as fucking big as Valhalla was, so... Yeah, I mean, I'm still going to... Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I don't know if I'll buy it day one.
I'm not going to buy it day one. I'm sorry. I've learned my lesson. I feel like every Assassin's Creed I've bought on day one, I've been like, no. And then the ones that I wait for, I'm like, fuck, I kind of love this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry, Valhalla. You really fucked this up for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my day one in the first quarter of 2025 is going to be that good old-fashioned Monster Hunter Wild, so...
Well, I mean...
Sorry to sidetrack, but yeah.
No, I agree. I actually have an interesting take on... I was going to bring up Wilds for some. That's coming up right now. But yeah, all right. Well, with that, let's talk about... Recent big announcements, I must say. Mm-hmm. The Switch 2 is official with a new Mario Kart. That's right. We got our first full look at the system, which is larger than all three current Switch models, thanks to an 8-inch screen. It has two USB ports, USB-C ports, a random button. We don't know what it does. And one announced game. Brand new Mario Kart, baby, that has redesigned character models, DK Donkey Kong, and supports up to 24 players. More information is scheduled via Nintendo Direct on April 2nd, 2025, with a Nintendo Experience around a week later across different cities, including Dallas, New York, and good old Los Angeles, which we have tickets to.
Drawings, Flynn.
We have drawing. Tickets. Oh, we have ticket drawings. We have drawings. We'll be raffling it out. We'll see. We'll see how it fucking works out. But yeah, with that, what did you think of the Switch 2 announcement?
You know, it's a bigger Switch, which is smart. I'm actually surprised that they're just doing the whole taking a little page out of PlayStation's book there and just slapping a number on the end of that thing. But you know. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I think they don't want another Wii to Wii U fiasco. So that's smart of them to not call it like Switchier or
the Switch. Super Switch is what they were going
for. Yeah, the Super Switch. Yeah, so that's smart. Calling it Switch 2 lets people know it's an official new system kind of thing.
It's not a Switch Lite. It's not a Switch OLED. It's not a Switch Pro. It's the second Switch, baby.
Yeah, so the fact that it's... They actually are making it look... It's bigger. The stand is different. The Joy-Cons look way more bigger, which is good.
Yeah.
you know, so that was the one thing I didn't like about the Switch is that sometimes the hands would cramp for us large hand people. But
and for some of us, it was perfect, okay?
So, yeah. Hopefully, you know, the Joy-Cons, they look cool. They look almost magnetic based type. Like all the things that we talked about throughout this whole fucking... podcast inception with all the rumors and shit, right? So, you know, I'm interested in it. So yeah. we'll see. Yeah.
I actually forgot to include the magnetic Joy-Cons, but yes, that is a feature as well. They just click in, which is pretty cool. Because honestly, I think the Joy-Con click function in the OG Switches is the worst part. It's fucking annoying every time I gotta take them off.
Yeah,
I had a bigger learning curve. Mario Kart looks interesting. It looked like little chibi motherfuckers. So I find that fascinating. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe they should have gone with a couple more bits of software for us. Like it was a little too coy. The Switch 1 was like, it gave us, you had Skyrim on it, you saw Mario Kart, you saw fucking Zelda. Like you had seen some shit.
Yeah. Well, they also did, we forgot to mention here, they did confirm backwards compatibility with the first Switch games.
True.
Except what it said, some which people are speculating it's just going to be that fucking Labo game that no one even plays anyway. So,
yeah, so that's right.
No, they said most games, but it's like it's a fucking Switch cart. There's no any type of Switch game that I can remember besides that Labo shit that has like a, you know, remember that GBA game that fucking from Hideo that was like Boktai or something that had had to use the sun type of shit. Like, no Switch games are like that, I believe.
I mean, they got that workout one. It's like,
some workout,
there's a couple, but I think most games, because technically the Switch OLED is also compatible with most games.
Yeah.
Because of those limitations, a lot of stuff's built in for, you know, OG Switch hardware, because it was around for so long, and that's the majority of the sales anyways. Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, it seems to have... We'll talk about the specs in a little bit, but I do feel like they're really being serious about backwards compatibility. Now, are they going to be serious about game upgrades and, you know, having the software be updated to the new specs for old purchases? I don't think so.
They're going
to
make you buy a whole new game.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
I think, yeah, that... I would love a little upgrade system like, $5, $10, but I highly doubt it. Highly doubt it.
Yeah, Nintendo's going to get take you for your worth, and you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. That's
fucking love it.
They are, because you know what? They're going to do a fucking 9-inch screen Switch OLED 2, and I'm going to fucking get that bullshit, because, you know, what? One more inch makes a difference. And...
Oh, whoa. She said,
huh? 4 inches, Nintendo, please. So,
9 inches of Switch, huh?
Yeah. 8 inches for now, baby. The sequel. Yeah. I mean, again, they're a little too coy. They should have given us just a hair bit more. And also, it's a little lame that we have to wait 2.5 months for more information. I feel like the Switch 1... No, the Switch 1, that's the same time cycle. Yeah. But still... It looked interesting. It's a good-looking system. I like the color scheme. Yep. I just want to see more. I just want to see more.
Yeah. I think a part of it too was they had to just put something together because of that leak that we talked about last episode, right?
That leak we've been talking about for a while. We've been seeing the system a lot. If you listen, you already know some of the shit we're going to go through anyways.
So they I think they had to just slap something together because people were saying that it was kind of a lackluster compared to, like, let's just say the PS5 reveal, right? Like, that one was like, there was a countdown. People were fucking, like, pre-orders opened, like, what, fucking 2 days later? Like, it was, like, there, right? The hype was there.
It was a fucking party, baby.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they just had to, they had to get out there, but they didn't want to just do a boring announcement. So they made, you know, 90-second video, fucking had some poor schmuck do the renders and all that, and just said, what game's farthest along? Mario Kart, slap that in there. So,
But I think that was, what's the game that sold the most on any of our systems ever? It was Mario Kart fucking 8 Deluxe. Yeah. So, you know, let's get the show them. Show them it's different.
Yeah, those cowards don't have the balls to slap fucking a new Smash Brothers on there.
Dude, that's what I'm hoping for. I want that or fucking give me what the next Mario looks like. We only had fucking Odyssey.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Yep.
I want to see it. But now we got some leaky rumor mills that are very Switch heavy because guess what? Leaks are still happening. They are still absolutely fucking happening. And we got two big subjects to cover because as soon as people knew the Switch 2 was confirmed, they started dumping all kinds of shit. So, Cordova, would you like to talk about the internals here for a second?
Yeah. I'll talk about the internals any day, sweetie. Oh,
there you go, dude.
All right. So, some more spec leaks that are more official than the rumored ones we've been talking about for the last fucking year, pretty much. But in addition to the specs we already mentioned above and we already know, the Switch 2 internals have also leaked. So, they might want to plug that up with something. But processor-wise, we're looking at an NVIDIA custom Tegra T239 processor. I'm sure, like, maybe there's two people out there that know what that means.
Yep. But,
also, in addition to 12 gigabytes of RAM, which is pretty standard for video cards nowadays, and 256 gigabytes of built-in UFS 3.1 storage. Is that like an internal?
I think it's faster storage.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Not quite
solid state, I believe, but it's still faster than what we have now.
Yeah. The console will also be able to upscale to 4K from resolutions as low as 720p. Developers have gone on the record saying the console is, quote, more than capable, end quote, in terms of hardware, despite current specs, bringing it closer to a PlayStation 4 Pro levels. This is because the Switch 2 will apparently receive a pretty substantial boost in power in docked mode, and most third-party titles are expected to have a Switch 2 variations as this generation continues. I can't remember if we also leaked that Nintendo's doing a type of upscale AI.
Yeah, that's part of it. They confirmed that it's from the leaks, it's like it can upscale as low as 720 essentially to 4K, which is, I think, what the dock is primarily going to be doing, because obviously that's a lot to process right there. But I was looking at the nerds on Reddit talking about it, and they were very staunch, like, oh, it definitely needs a gigantic boost when docked if you're going to be doing that, because you still have to, you don't want it to stutter, you don't want kind of bullshit. They say, I guess, because the architecture of this chip is so drastically different than, like, something that's in, like, an Xbox Series S or whatever it is. It's hard to really tell, like, what its capabilities are. But they all assume it's, like, it's probably going to be around. Anything that can run on a Series S, there probably will be a Switch 2 alternative. It's just going to run differently.
Yeah. If you look at the games now that run on a Switch compared to, let's just say, PS5 or PS4 or Xbox, I mean, Hogwarts Legacy runs on the Switch, and I run it on my PC, but I use the NVIDIA upscale technology to get an extra fucking 15-20 frames per second out of it. It's like crazy technology that you can make. Like, I can make my computer output, you know, in 1080, but then when I turn on the upscale, it kicks it up to like a 1440, and you don't lose anything. All it does is make the graphics card work a little harder if your PC can handle it, all that shit, right? So it's interesting that Nintendo, of all things, is doing that. Like, I'm a little surprised at that, so that's kind of cool.
If Nintendo's doing it, it means that the technology is now way more affordable. That's all it means. It's like,
Well, yeah, remember the PS5 and the PS5 Pro had that shit too.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. It's like, I don't know, because Nintendo, yeah, they're always late to the party, and that obviously is a very recent thing that a lot of these hardware manufacturers are capable of doing. I think it's just, it's a matter of now this shit is just readily available. Like you said, even the 12 gigs is pretty standard right now.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Nintendo realized because of how underpowered the Switch was, they needed at least go a little harder this time. At least a little harder. But yeah, I mean, and we'll go for it.
Well, they, I was going to say they had to go a little harder with their 8 inches, so...
That's true. That's very, very true.
But thankfully, you know, thankfully they're not holding back.
No more 5.5, baby. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, what games are going to be running on this on this hardware? Well, we got
Why don't you tell me?
We got some software leaks. All right, we got some software leaks. All right, Switch 2 software leaks. Let's go, let's go. Now, with news of the Nintendo Switch 2 official, major leaks from third-party publishers are already starting to trickle in. That's right, trickling. In terms of software, one of Nintendo's biggest supporters is actually going to be fucking Microsoft. That's right. Xbox titles like Fallout 4, Starfield, Diablo 4, some form of Call of Duty, and Halo Master Chief Collection are all set to release on the Switch 2. Ubisoft will also be releasing pretty much every Assassin's Creed ever on the platform, with Mirage set for the console's launch and Shadows releasing at a later date. Also going all in is Capcom, which is rumored to have some kind of exclusivity deal with Nintendo for a remake of Resident Evil Zero. Some speculate it's just marketing rights, but it could also be a timed exclusive according to the person who leaked the info. Other leaked titles are the Final Fantasy Remake, Final Fantasy Rebirth, 7 obviously, and of course Metal Gear Solid Delta. Discuss, what you think?
You know, I'm glad they're finally getting games that came out a couple years ago.
Right, exactly. Some new stuff, but, you know, what are they going to do? It didn't exist a couple years ago, you know?
I mean, it's there's just, you know, Fallout 4, Portable. Like I said, from the Steam Deck side of things, I can run all these games already, you know? So, but for people who don't have a Steam Deck and all that stuff, yeah, I mean, I can get it. Like, I'm telling you, Fallout Portable is, like, just... Like, it was made for it, almost, you know? It's just so...
Bethesda games do really well. That even Skyrim Portable, I love.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, Halo Master Chief Collection Portable is fucking awesome as shit on the Steam Deck. Just jump in, do a campaign mission. Master Chief Collection has, like, playlists that just grabs, like, you know, random levels from each Halo and just puts them in, like, a category and you play them. So that is pretty cool if it can run it, if it actually is going to run on a Switch, which... Kind of just piggybacking off of that, Halo is kind of rumored to be going to the PS5 as well. We originally had that like in a whole separate thing, but you know, slapping it in here is pretty much the same thing. So
yeah, you know. PS5 is probably. I imagine PS5 is getting a lot of this other shit too. Because I mean, there's not really a generational war anymore. Like everybody's kind of giving up. You know, they don't look at Nintendo as like a crazy competitor either. So.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I would love to see... I really want to see Halo Infinite on this ship, but I feel like it's not quite there yet. Halo Infinite on the PS5, though, that'd be some shit. That'd be fun.
That would I think that would up the player count significantly. You know, people... The only reason I have an Xbox is because I got it because of a good-ass deal. That, you know, that Series X thing was like, you know, fucking trade something in and you only have to pay like $150. And I was like, fuck it. So, but, you know, it's just all these games in portable form would be interesting. And also just seeing them on a fucking Nintendo console, you know, Call of Duty.
I mean, I'm a very portable player, so it would make me really get back in Call of Duty if it's on there for sure.
Yeah, and then the you know, the Capcom... What is their engine called? The RE engine, right? Isn't that...
That's right.
Yeah. That engine is ridiculously optimized because you can get Monster Hunter Rise running on a Switch and then you can get it running on a PS5 and of course it's going to look better on a PS5, but just the fact that the Switch can already run that, you know, the normal Switch can run it. It's, you know, of course, lower frame rate and all that, but the fact that it can run that is pretty, you know, substantial. So the fact that if the Switch 2 is as powerful as they say and Capcom's engine is that good, then, you know, maybe you'll see the fucking full remake line come to the Switch 2, right? Switch 2 as well, you know, like...
Don't give me another chance for Resident Evil 4. I will buy that every fucking time it releases on something.
That's what I mean. RE4 remake, portable, you know, it's there, Bubba.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and then a full remake of Resident Evil 0 in the style of RE4 would be interesting.
I would... It would make me respect Zero more because I actually think it's the worst game in the series by far. But I, you know, the story's not bad. There's definitely some good stuff to it. I am curious about how this is going to play out because traditionally, the Resident Evil remakes have always been announced after the release of a Monster Hunter. Whatever the latest Monster Hunter is, pretty soon after, we hear about what the next Resident Evil is. They kind of piggyback off each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. Same engine, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So what are we... When are we going to see this? From what I've read, Zero might be like an exclusive for the Switch, but they will also have something else. So whether it's a Code Veronica remake as well for everything else, or maybe a look at 9, we don't really know. I don't think Capcom would waste it just having one game on Nintendo for like a year. That doesn't seem like a... They learned from the GameCube. That was not a good idea.
Yeah.
But who knows? Capcom and Nintendo, they, you know, they support each other always. They've always been bros. So.
Yeah. Well, also too, I mean, the last big, quote unquote, exclusive game that came out was Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, right? And it sold a good amount, but it, of course, in this day and age, it wasn't good enough for Square Enix. So they even went on the record late last year saying that they see the whole console exclusivity deals as coming to an end, you know, in this console generation because, yeah, you know, PlayStation foots the bill up front, but it's kind of like, you know, the more available your game is, of course, the more money it's going to make. Like, it's not going to make people buy a fucking PS5.
They're looking at the long term. Absolutely. Yeah. I think now they're looking at the long term for sure because, it was final. Yeah. I remember reading that too. I'm just like, oh, it did feel like a PlayStation game. But clearly, they're looking elsewhere. Also, Metal Gear Solid's going to be interesting too on the Switch. But, Switch 2. Hey, there you go. Again, like you said, it's nice to have games that everybody else has. Instead of just hold, you know, getting way worse versions of them. And then way later. So it seems like they will have some consistency this time. And of course, I forgot to include this, but the rumored price for the Switch 2 that everybody's floating around right now is $400.
Mm-hmm. I saw that too.
Yeah, $400.
And then also, I think I saw a bundle that's going to be bundled with Mario Kart for like $450. So
I'll take it.
Yeah, if that's coming, then woof, that's not the only thing coming, you know what I mean? Sheesh, shoot, my wallet.
Exactly, dude. 8 inches, buddy.
4 inches of plastic hitting that charge button, yeah.
Alrighty. Now, we got some Bungie stuff. What's going on?
This was a little interesting. In the beginning, it was put here because I thought it was going to be something that it didn't turn out to be, but Bungie is doing a MOBA/Smash Bros. Hybrid game.
Okay, so, that's what the fuck?
Bungie reportedly has a small team of about 40 employees working on a new MOBA game. But the little twist here is that it's going to be with a percentage-based damage gameplay system similar to Smash Bros. The project's codenamed Gummy Bears right now, but it is rumored to be a more lo-fi casual vibe, quote-unquote, targeted to a younger crowd. But originally, when this was first leaked, everyone thought that Bungie was doing PlayStation All-Stars 2 with this new type of hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess when they look deeper into it, it's I guess they're using gummy bears or some type of cute animals.
Okay.
Why this is not PlayStation All-Stars 2, I cannot speak to that. They have...
Honestly, you know, it's really depressing.
Yeah, I mean, someone besides Nickelodeon, please give... I think that's why Nintendo is so contempt with fucking Smash Ultimate just being like the last one. They don't have any competition. They went out on top, you know, but fuck, like, there is a gap in the fucking arena fighter place. Not being filled by multiverses, tell you that, with their fucking horrible...
Again, oh my god. See, that's the thing. Like, why everybody always fumbles the bag because they try to be a little too different. Just copy Nintendo.
Yeah.
Just copy literally, Nintendo.
Just, like, let Bungie grab the fucking PlayStation characters, slap them in an Arena Fighter, and fucking, there you go. Like, I guess if you want to do a MOBA mode in the game, but make it multiplayer with Smash. Like, that's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do with fucking, that's all they had to do with All-Stars is, like, just give us options. Not make it, oh, you can only get points by eliminating with a special ability. Like, you know how boring that fucking is?
You know, and All-Stars played good. All-Stars had, like, a mechanically fun way of yeah. just punching each other, right? And yeah. they fucked it up by, like, ruining the way that you kill each other, though. Like, yeah. that's a very important thing for these arena-based, or whatever we call them. They're not arena-based. I don't fucking know. But, like...
No, like, platform arena-based.
Platform, yeah. Platform fighters. Yeah. Hell, even Microsoft has so many IPs from Activision now. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Because it's like, you know, multiverses, like, they were the first serious competition, and then what'd they do? They fucked that up with all the whole microtransactions, not letting you just buy the game and the characters, like...
And mechanically, you know, it was just so fun, and they fucked that up, too. They made it slower and more mobile game-like and bullshitty.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was fucking, bad. They prioritize fucking nickel and diming you for everything over just letting you just... Here's a $60 game... Mm-hmm. There you go. You know, I think they could have taken off a little bit better if it had that. Just release the characters as DLC, fucking in packs. It's not that hard, but
yeah, just give us a little bit. It's fine. I'll whatever. Yeah, so. I'll get Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Deluxe when that releases on the fucking Switch with like seven more characters that we're gonna be
seven.
Watching.
You're gonna get like four more characters. Dude, stop. Seven.
Maybe. I think you're probably like four. Five. Who the fuck knows? One more pack. We'll get one more pack, okay? We'll get one more fucking pack. And then hopefully they're good. They'll have good trailers. They'll have good trailers. And I'll use probably like two of them, just fuck everybody up. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to build the next one now. Do you wanna talk about this real quick?
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, the last one, one of the best Assassin's Creeds. I think we reported on this before that it was rumored to begin a remake, but there has been a few new details coming out. Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag is pretty much getting a full remake. Mm-hmm. So, from the ground up, correct?
Yeah, from the ground up. It's going to have updated engine, all the good shit.
Take my money.
Yeah, no, I agree.
As long as it's not $60 or $70.
Yeah, take mine too.
$40 max.
Take mine too.
But it's Ubisoft, so I don't really have faith for that.
I don't know. But I mean, from what I read too, they are trying to get this one also out in 2025.
Oh.
Yeah, they're trying to aim for that winter release time.
Oof.
Because I guess it's been cooking for a while. That's just why a lot of people know, like, oh, this is going to be big. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, again, I love the sailing. I love the story. It do what Capcom does. Just do what Capcom. Just copy. Keep copying each other's homework. We want it. All right? I'm with it.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, fucking A. Let's see what our gaming wins of the month and fails are, huh? So, right now, for my gaming win of the month, Leakers, you won. Leakers, you have been so goddamn consistent all of January. And I got to say, like, with the release dates, half the fucking quick bits were all leaked prior anyways. Like, whoever's out there not respecting NDAs, you know what? A shot to you. Yeah, because I like it when... I mean, I like surprises. So, but also, sometimes I just want to know... shit that's coming out, like, gaming news sometimes trickles too much. In the magazine days, you didn't get too many leaks. But internet days, we get shit all the time. So just good job. That's my win right there for the leakers. How about you?
Mine is a game I think we can all finally put to rest pretty much from the inception of this podcast as well.
Yeah.
Finally this month. Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League finally is just done. No more updates. Hopefully we don't have to hear about this fucking game ever again. It received its last update earlier this month. And with that, the story came to a rousing conclusion with a hand-drawn cutscene. Not even CGI, no voice acting, just...
Like a Matt painting.
Well, not even as good as Mac Payne. Yeah, Max Payne. Just literally just a slideshow type of thing with the hand-drawn comic book cutscene saying... what we all knew all along, that the Justice League was just cloned. I'm sorry if I'm spoiling it for the fucking five people that haven't played this.
Yeah.
That want to go play it. But, yeah. So, Yeah, something about how it wasn't even really the Justice League, even though Rocksteady said in the beginning it totally was the real Justice League and we're really killing them. So, yeah. Finally, the game is dead. Hopefully, Warner Brothers learned their fucking lesson. Yep. I highly doubt it. And our next... I have a feeling that instead of Suicide Squad kills the Justice League, the next game that we're going to be talking about from WB Games is Harry Potter kills... the Hogwarts or something.
Yeah, and, kills the Horcruxes.
Hogwarts Legacy 2 will probably get microtransaction to hell, which is real shame.
Yeah. So I'm predicting as much with fucking Zasloff in the goddamn reins. But hey, for now let's hope this one stung enough for them to learn their fucking lesson. Let's just hope. All right. Yeah. That's my hope. Yeah. Now failures. This one affects me a little personally. I just want to talk about for a second. Fallout Season 2 has been delayed thanks to the LA fires. And I had a weird fucking week because of these goddamn fires too. Very unprecedented, but I'm glad the sets, the cast, everybody's safe. I can't wait for more Fallout 2. And thank you firefighters for saving the shit out of Los Angeles. You guys are also the winners, but I couldn't directly tie you to a game. So I'm going to tie it to the season's failure. So, good job for saving Fallout and all of our asses right now, because that shit was fucking horrible.
There's a reason why there's no song called Fuck the Fire Department.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you picked that song. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like Fuck the Police, but, you know.
No.
Don't get me wrong. Women, I think you should totally do what I just said to the firefighters if you know a firefighter, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shake their hand. That's right.
Yeah. But, yeah, mine's not as close to... Actually, mine's a little close to home, but I feel like it's close to home for the entire gaming community here.
Mm-hmm.
The fail is Rockstar. It's gaining traction. They're contemplating charging $80 to $100 for Grand Theft Auto 6. So, there's a couple other real... I don't know how to call them, but a real... I guess company men maybe in the gaming world that are like, they really want Rockstar to do this so that can become the new norm. And I don't get me wrong, I like GTAs, but I'm not paying $100 for a normal, no extra edition Grand Theft Auto launch game.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. They know they have record-setting fucking sales, like, so they can probably charge whatever the hell they want, and they're still going to make a lot, but it is a shitty precedent, like, honestly. Yeah. And then it's one of those things, like Apple, you know? Like, whatever they do, other companies are not far behind. They will do the exact same shit.
Yeah, so I mean, 80's pushing it. I really
70's pushing it now for everything, honestly, dude.
Yeah, I get it, but just the fact that they're saying... You know, other people are saying like, "Oh man, I really hope this launches and it sells at $100 because then that shows that we can charge $100 for it." And it's like, "Yeah, you guys aren't Rockstar, GTA, but even then, I really don't see myself picking up $100 normal retail game for anything.
Yes,
like, you know, with no type of extras. Like, don't get me wrong, I dropped maybe $2 on that God of War Ragnarok, but I also got a sick ass fucking Mjolnir relic that came with it, replica. So
yeah, right.
I didn't just buy a $200 game; it came with other shit. So yeah, $100 for GTA 6? Nah.
I agree. Yeah, I'm not with that right now. Sorry, Rockstar.
Yeah.
Big failure. But
yeah, I have plenty in my backlog to keep me.
Dude, I have too much, and I'm emulating too because. Whoa. I'm going to come right to the what are you playing right now.
Oof.
I did not know I would get re-addicted to Sonic Adventure 2. I didn't know. I was like, okay, I'm trying to do, like, you know, I was on a Sonic kick. And I was like, I haven't played 2. I busted the tablet out, and I got a little controller. I was going to actually hook up my Wii to this TV that I have. Yeah.
Whoa.
But turns out it doesn't have any progressive scan cables inputs. And I can't be playing it with that fucking input lag. I can't be doing it. So then I just put on the fucking emulator. I put on the tablet, sat down. I'm like, oh, I just played a couple levels, you know? I'm just, whatever. It's here. It's free. And, oh, shit, did I go through so many fucking levels out of nowhere. I'm like, fuck, I know this shit like the back of my hand. It's one of those games you just, you grow up playing and you know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're younger, it's just something that will always be a part of your memory. Sonic Adventure 2 is that. I'm going to try to beat it this week. Fantastic. And coming off the movie, too, I forgot how much the movie is inspired by this game. Robotnik is a motherfucker. I tell you what. and then, yeah, in other terms of what we've been playing, we had a couple good arenas, honestly. So, just well, listeners, when we talk about arena, we talk about Smash Brothers. We've been playing Smash Brothers together since we were, like, children, early teens, since we all knew each other. And just pandemic made us all buy Switches and play online. So about once a month or so, maybe twice, we literally all just get drunk, gather, and play online. Smash Brothers, talk a lot of shit. And yeah, I want to highlight that. It's been very fun lately. And let's try to get one more of those. Not this week, though. Maybe next week. This week's busy. This week's busy. But yeah, that's me. That's what I'm playing.
I agree. Ugh. You know what you need to get for that big old, I mean, the big old, for that little Wii of yours is that thing from Amazon where you get to hook up HDMI
to the Wii. Yeah, no, I'll emulate. I'm fine.
I have that for my Wii.
Hey, how much was it?
Kick, pff, like 15, 20 bucks.
That's not bad. Okay, never mind. I think I might do it.
Yeah, it's just you plug it into, I think it's like an HDMI adapter or some shit. But
this TV weirdly has a good amount of HDMI cords. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, I can dig
really,
it.
Can really output at that 480p, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude. Just as long as it's lag. I just don't want no lag. Yeah.
I have been playing, speaking of lag, I've been lagging on this game, and now it's I'm fucking balls deep in air. Cyberpunk 2077, man. Just so, you know, the boy Keanu's in there, just fucking being all terroristy, I guess. Nah, it's a really good story. It's cool. It's very, like, the music's sick. The gameplay, the more and more you play, the more you unlock and all that shit. So I've been playing that. That's been my PC game I've been on. And then also, from the depths of the Switch here, I've been picking up, and almost now I'm going, I think I'm only like 3 badges away from beating it, but Pokemon Violet. So,
shit.
That's my nice little Netflix and game. You know, get to slap on a Netflix movie and just play it in the background.
Not really give a shit. Yeah. If you want some shinies, I got some shinies.
I mean, I don't know. I think I got like a shiny Lucario from the fucking mystery gift or some shit, but
be doing some tactics to get these motherfuckers.
you're a little shiny whore.
Huh? I'm a shiny whore, dude. I mean, shiny hunting, I kind of got addicted to it for a while. So, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to keep shiny hunting. I'm glad I took a break. Emulation, I'm getting different experiences. But when I get the itch sometimes, you know, I'll be getting those starters. I would recommend the DLC, too. The DLC's pretty good. So,
but see, yeah. I never even beat freaking the DLC for what the hell is it called? The other one, Pokemon Sword.
Oh yeah, that's because the second one sucked. The first DLC was good. I liked the first one.
Yeah, I remember. I did beat the first one, but the second one was like, I don't know what the fuck I was doing in it.
Yeah, so. No, I'm kind of with you on that one. The first the DLC for this one is not too bad, but it is also meant for the more hardcore folks who do shiny hunt and do all the, because you know Pokemon's a simple game, but it can also be real fucking nerdy with it. Like you can do both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. So. Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
All right. Shit, we've been playing some good stuff. I don't have an absurd headline. I don't think we just didn't find one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the GTA one was almost there. But, you know, absurd headline. Just turn on the news, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you'll find one. I think there's no shortage of absurd headlines, and maybe we'll try to find one gaming-related one in the future, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like we did talk about before, there's a high possibility that games will be costing more or not being released physically here because of someone's policies. So, take that as a certain headline.
That'll be fun. Oh, wait, one story we also forgot, too. Just real quick. Good headline. Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion is getting a remake. So that is happening. Those details leaked online. I think the Unreal 4 engine or whatever release one is, 5, 6.
Oh, shit.
I don't fucking know. But if you guys want more Elder Scrolls, They're going to copy paste this one with a fresh coat of paint, and I'm going to eat it up. So we're good. All right. With that, that is it for now. This has been, episode 46 of the NPC Gaming Podcast. I'm Anthony Fuentes. You can usually find me on the Horrible People's Podcast, H-O-R-R-O-R-B-L-E People's Podcast. We are still contemplating when return time will be because we got a lot of stuff in the air. But if you want, you can check out our IG, and there's lots of good episodes, literally like 200-something episodes of us talking about spooky movies. This guy's been on a couple of them. Usually once or twice a year, so you know, and we get real shit talky. Listen to our Luigi's Mansion episode. That one was fucking insane. When I was like, oh my god, we were at each other's throats. It was great. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram with the whole Big Bang Cordova gaming page I got there. I slapped up a Helldivers 2 video of me and my son and my buddy Carlos playing some funny deaths going on there, and that's what Helldivers is. So I got a couple more videos that I'm editing. I'm even thinking of slapping on some just a wider range of games I have of just like random ass fucking glitches that I've had, you know. I mean, nowadays you can just record it. I mean that's my New Year's resolution, is to use my backup account more, just to get some gaming out there and clips and all that. So that's where I'd be at.
All right. Well, with that, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about what Microsoft chooses to announce, and I'm sure a lot more leaks from Nintendo and many others. So, peace.
Later.